one of these days. So, but that, if anybody knows, the little leak right there on by the stoplight. It's been there for a couple weeks. So, but yes, if you could approve the millings, that would be awesome. Or put it out there anyway.
Motion to approve the quote for Bob Brown Construction to grind millings.
What was it again, Brandy?
$4,800.
Yeah, $4,800. I need a second.
Brandy?
Yes, sir.
Before we second that, if that's not going to be done in this fiscal year, do we have the abilities to use this fiscal year's money to pay for it?
So we just need to call Bob and say, hey, can you bill us now for this? And we have got a date.
The only thing I'm thinking about is when our audit comes next year. Not this year, but next year.
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of confusion is that going to cause with a check written in this fiscal year for a project that's not being done until next fiscal year, especially with the idea that we will most likely have a new auditor, a new firm auditing us next year.
True.
You ever see they catch it?
There you go. It's a trick.
No, I get what you're saying.
I don't have a problem with us doing it, and yeah. I would definitely be in favor of writing the check now, but I just want to make sure that we're doing
it correctly.
Based on how our finances have to be tracked.
And we could put it in our budget too. Just put it in the budget, because we'll be approving that hopefully next month. Wishful thinking.
It's got to be approved by July.
If this can send us an invoice dated before the 30th, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay. And if he doesn't get it sent to us before the 30th, we'll just put it in next year's budget. And this might, like I said, this might be a mute point anyway. We might have to put it off for a couple months anyway.
Okay.
So.
I'll second it.
Okay. We need a roll call.
Perry?
Yes.
Pink?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. So, there we go. All right, for the ordinance. Everybody have a chance to do the burn ordinance. All we're adding to it is going to allow that the village to burn when the village of Tolono Public Works shall be exempt from the aforementioned burning ordinance in order to dispose of tree waste collected in the village, including branches, trunks, leaves, and yard waste bags. Burning will be limited to days with minimal winds. Burning will be supervised by a village of Tolono employee and or the fire department. So also, I'd like to get this approved, but Ryan's been researching trench burners, which I really, really like. It kind of goes in hand to hand with what Matt was looking at. He was wanting to get the big oven thing, and this, so it's kind of the same concept, but a little bit cheaper, like a lot cheaper. So I like it a lot, so we can actually get rid of most of our stuff. And we're paying, what was it to pay to have landscapers come in? Remember what that quote was?
$12,000.
So I think those trench burners were how much, Ryan?
About 50.
I think it was like almost 10 last year, and it's over 12 this year.
No, the trench burner.
Oh, the trench burner? I was talking about having it hauled off. The quote, did I send you the air burner that's the... the one I think would be most functional. I think it was, I got it on my phone here, 35 and then 50 for the bigger one, but I don't think we would need the bigger one.
So what size is that smaller one?
Give me a second.
Did I not send it?
No,
out?
I...
Okay.
I looked on their website, and I, from my phone, I wasn't seeing any sizes.
Yeah, I tried to combine those in.
The small one's 24 foot wide, and the bigger one's 30 foot wide. 42,000 for the... Hold on a second. I read that wrong.
How about 52,813? That's for the diesel. And then for the, well, the 30 foot one is 41,000.
For some reason, I think one was 20 foot and one was 30 foot, but I can't.
I know, I really like them though.
I like it too.
And it and the guys have been doing a really good job at getting the dump clean. I don't know if you guys have been out there. You can actually drive all the way around in a circle out there, and they've got things pushed up and kind of ready to go. And then they've been kind of sorting the asphalt and the cement and
20-foot carrier pipe and a 30-foot manifold versus a 20-foot carrier. Let's see. So the T300. I guess there's only one.
The T300's, I think, just what we got.
Yeah, that's the only one that it lists.
Yeah.
It's 41,947. So that's essentially 4 years of having it hauled off.
How often would we use this?
How often do you need it?
Probably.
I think we could probably use it once a month.
Oh, yeah. But, easy.
You know, if not, you know, quarterly or something. The thing I like about it is in 3 or 4 years, it's basically paid for.
Yeah.
You know, Matt's brought up about shipping to, you know, the other alternative is shipping to Champaign-Urbana, but that's going to cost us around $15,000 a year to do that.
Right.
Plus more hours and... We do, he says we roughly do 2.5 loads a day when we pick up brush. So it's 5 loads a month.
So, yeah, I like this idea a lot. So,
just gonna just put it on the agenda for
May, June, well, something like that.
Well,
go ahead. The guy with the other companies, we've been playing phone tag, so. I don't think it's as a user-friendly model, but maybe he can convince us different.
So on their government projects site, Airburners says that the state of Illinois actually has one of these.
As a state bid?
No, they have purchased one. Actually, they purchased fire boxes. So, never mind.
There was, did I send you, there was one page that they had in their handouts that was why the states allow it, regulations and stuff. And they really like them when, you know, you have high winds or tornadoes or stuff to clear the brush away. They really like it for that. States do. can put that together better and send it out.
I mean, yeah, we got time. Like, we're gonna
just buy it next week. I was doing it on my phone that one day, so I'm not sure what all. It's hard to do that sometimes.
So McPherson's is the other one. McPherson Systems. Tilden, Georgia. Okay. Any other questions about that?
And the reason I like the airbrush one, because I think one guy could literally set it up.
That's what they showed in their video.
Yeah. The hardest part would be digging the hole, and that's pretty easy with a backhoe.
Yeah. True. Cool. I like it. All right. Now we got way off the subject of this. I need a motion to pass the ordinance.
Make a motion to pass ordinance 2020-09, amending the burning ordinance.
Second.
Just roll call or all in? Roll call?
Yes. Gary?
Trying to hurry it.
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Robin?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, the next ordinance we need is the yard waste disposal ordinance. Actually, Brandy wrote this ordinance, right?
Yes.
It's very well written. Essentially, this, we've never had an ordinance that explains what you can actually get rid of and what we pick up. And I think Terrence has been kind of harping at us to do this.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, and I know Matt has wanted us to do this for a long time. So this is, it breaks it down and explains it. It's on our website too, but this actually makes it nice and in an ordinance. Also, it adds for those yard bags that we pick up a $3 per bag fee. It'll help us to get rid of them and help offset the cost of however we dispose of them also. I was out and about this weekend a little bit and stopped and talked to a few of our residents and about the yard bag and getting rid of yard waste and stuff like that, because a lot of people had fires burning and different things. And I know one of the guys I talked to is like, I wouldn't mind paying an extra tax just to have you guys so you can get rid of the yard waste and stuff. It's a $3 fee per bag. I think that's about average. I know you looked it up, about average of other jurisdictions, Brandy?
Yeah.
I mean, some of them were higher than that, but it seemed like $3 was the average.
Some of them were up to like $5 and $6, but others were $2.50 to $4.
So $3 seemed like a fair price.
And that's just for the yard bags. We'll still exactly. take care of branches and sticks and limbs less than 6 inches in diameter.
What can be put in the yard bags?
Can we pick up grass?
Can we pick up what?
Grass clippings?
No.
Okay, can't put grass clippings. But that would be like leaves and
twigs,
what all goes in these twigs?
Small twigs.
Yeah.
A lot of people use the bags to put their mixed media, like twigs and leaves and small branches, instead of putting each out in a pile individually.
I know my wife cleans up. We have pine trees, so she cleans up all the pine tree out of her mulch And she usually fills a few of these bags a year, just cleaning up the backyard. So, but I like how this defines it, though. This does a good job about what waste we accept. And
we probably should add something about prohibited stuff for yard waste bags. Grass clippings.
Yeah, because we only put unacceptable items will be left for the owner to dispose of.
The reason I brought up grass clippings is because it's in here, isn't it?
Grass is in the acceptable. 54.01, last sentence.
That must have been a typo, because that should have been unacceptable.
But why is it unacceptable?
Because we can't.
No, that's. Terrence, you're. The village will not pick up logs, branches, or limbs larger than 6 inches and or longer than 8 feet. Tree debris from cutting down entire trees, grass, dirt, rocks, plastic bags.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I remember making this flyer, and I was then going to ask, why could we not take grass but can take treated lumber? So thank you for pointing that out. Okay, so there, that is the...
That's
prohibited or unacceptable list.
Yes. I also like this the leaf thing too, because what's killing our leaf vac is when people mix twigs and stuff in there. It's killing the leaf vac thing.
Where did they buy these bags? That's pretty dang wicked.
Menards, Lowe's, County Market.
Walmart's got them.
Walmart.
They're everywhere.
So we don't sell the bags?
No, we do not. I mean, I guess we could if we wanted to, but that's just one more thing for the they have to keep track of.
Are we going... Brandy, so, do you know, can we keep track of who's bought... Are these not golf cart stickers or if the stickers are numbered? So Rob came in and bought sticker 3, 4, and 5, so if we get a bag, it breaks open, it's full of nothing but rocks and grass... We know that bag 3 came from Rob, and we go back and find him for illegal dumping.
Well, here's.
Yeah, because when I have the stickers printed, I will have them numbered.
Okay.
And when we write a receipt for somebody paying for something, we can write those bag or the sticker numbers on the receipt.
Awesome, perfect. Thank you.
So the only drawback of the bags and the $3 fee is. I could have you pick up all of the things I can put in the bag for free with the leaf vac or with the brush pickup. So why would I pay a $3 fee to do the same?
Simple as this. They can't pick up the pine needles. They can't pick up the little twigs and stuff.
Yeah, but little twigs, I mean, if you've raked or piled all of that stuff at the right-of-way location where they're going to pick it up anyway, that's the same as a twig falling out of a tree.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
We'll still have people use them.
I know.
So.
I know that. But the concern I have is that if we do this and we have this fee and there are things that we... if there are things that can go in this bag for $3, but they could put on their curb and will take for free, why would they do it?
It's more some things.
Some people like to add all the stuff together, which is harder for us to take care of. Like the leaves we have in a leaf pile and the sticks we have in a stick pile. So when people add stuff together, it's harder for the guys to separate and deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So this could either, number one, take care of some of that cost of them having to break things down, or number two, it could keep people from doing that and just putting stuff in the piles.
Yeah, if it avoided them to eliminate half the bags that we have now, that would be great.
Exactly. So, I mean, we could add a paragraph in there that explains what goes in the bags.
I think we might just want to kind of wait and see how it goes.
We can always amend it and change it around and stuff.
Brandy?
Yes?
In section 54.01, accepted yard waste, can you break out the paragraph, the village will not pick up, just to a separate line so that no one misses it?
Absolutely. Yes.
It doesn't have to have its own number, but, you know, I read right over it.
Actually, it wouldn't hurt to have its own number, I think.
Well, and I could do, like, waste, including branches and limbs, as A, and then as B, do the village will not pick up in the rest of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that would be good. Any other changes?
Do we want to add something in there about the length of time you can put something out?
How long is it there before?
Yesterday was the first Monday of the month, or the third Monday. Mm-hmm. Everything got picked up. So if I go out and clean my yard today, it's going to be two weeks until it gets picked up again. Can I go and leave all those bags out there?
I'm torn on that one. I'm really, really torn on that one. Because people clean their yard when the weather's nice. And if we don't have nice weather, and then they got to hurry up and get it out there.
But think about this way. I clean my yard today, pick up all my sticks, all my leaves, put them in these bags. I go throw that bag out by the road today. It's going to rain all weekend.
Yeah.
And now those bags are dilapidated and everything's pushed out in the road.
It's true. It's a good point.
I'd almost rather it be a no more than 4 days before and removed, like anything prohibited and removed 2 days after.
Fine with that. That's been brought up before to add on there. We've had employees bring that up. I know on the yard bags, though, I've told the guys when they're driving around, if you see a yard bag, just grab it as you're driving through. Sometimes they can't. I know sometimes, like, especially Matt's truck has tools and stuff in the back of it, so you really don't want to throw yard
bags
on top of
it. But that should be something that we're stopping with this.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying we need to fine somebody because they left their bag out, but when they say, hey, you know, you do need to keep it off the street.
Yeah.
Make the street look a little nicer.
Can you add that in there, Brandy?
Yeah, what's the time frame you want?
I'd say 4 days before and removed up to by 2 days after, so anything is prohibited.
Okay. Is there a service that comes to Tolono that will pick up unprohibited stuff?
That's on your own, no? You have to find that.
Unprohibited or prohibited?
Unprohibited. Like, is there somebody, like, in town that does that? Like, treated the lumber and stuff like that?
Well, that would all be prohibited stuff.
Oh, okay, that's true.
I've wondered the same. Where do you take it?
Don't know. Wait till they're burning and throw their birthday.
Do you got your changes, Brandy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. We want to just vote on the amendment orders or wait and so it gets shipped out again next time?
I think just vote on it with the changes.
I'm okay voting on it.
And then we get it going for the spring.
Okay.
Because it's going to be a year learning experience for everybody.
I would say that we need to send something out to make sure the public is aware.
We will. We'll hit Facebook and everything, plus
water bills,
and like, direct them to the website.
Please review changes to ordinance.
Yeah.
O-9 burn.
And there'll be education. It's the same thing we did with. I mean, we'll have a year.
Because what stops somebody from burning themselves?
We have a burn ordinance against them burning.
No, that does not mean people can't have bonfires. But yeah,
you can have like a recreational fire or cooking fire.
Burning this stuff, yeah.
I'll make a motion to approve ordinance number 2020-0-10, amending Title V of the Municipal Code as it relates to yard waste disposal.
Second.
Roll call.
Harry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
I can't do anything with them yet.
I'm fine. Save the flags, though.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to reuse the flags. Okay. Let's see. Bills. Oh, wait. I missed the plumbers. Did you guys look at the bids for the plumbing? There should have been a couple in there.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is relatively high.
It makes me wonder if Davis Hook priced it right. Because everybody else is
7
to 13,000 more.
I think so, because Matt worked with these guys, had them, drove them around, they went and checked out the locations.
Once 17,000.
Right, well, so they don't care.
And they're always high, yeah.
12,000 and.
I make the motion to approve the quote from Davis Houck and Hanekel for in the amount of 5,800, not to exceed 5,800.
Any second?
Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Perry?
Yes.
Hank?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
And that should be the last ones, right?
Yes, yes. We should awesome. Be done. I think there one really huge large meter that I think's on the list that we can't change for a while? Thought there was going to... So we'll eventually get there. It'll be nice.
Just one note on that if Davis Houck, because they have it as a supply material, if they supply anything, that'll be additional, but it will just be something we don't have anyway, so.
We'd have to pay for it no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, there might be a deal come in for some material, just so you're aware.
Okay. Then police department, nothing there. When I talked to Justin, he's working on a grant to pay for his cameras. It's an after-the-fact one where you just submit everything, the state of Illinois, and hopefully we get that. We have hand sanitizer here, like a big 5-gallon bucket of it, and there's some at the village hall. So if you need to refill your hand sanitizer, it's just go up yourself. But it's one of the company distilleries made it. Let's see, bills. Any questions, comments, or on the bills?
I didn't see anything out of the ordinary.
All right, need a motion to pay the bills.
Make motion to pay bills as presented.
And second?
Second.
Roll call.
Perry?
Yes.
Hank?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Now, I did not see any sewer credits.
I didn't either.
No.
Okay. Now, regular session board minutes for March 3rd and March 17th.
We already did those.
We already did those.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll just sign them then.
The agenda only has April 7th.
Oh, how about April 7th? I just have what Brandy put in front of me to sign. So.
Well, you wouldn't have had those at the last meeting, so.
Yeah.
Motion to approve minutes from April 7th.
Second.
Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right.
Just dropping everything.
I know. Thank you. All right. Old business. Employee manual.
Yep. I just have a few questions. Yeah, we could all answer. So if there is a complaint against the village president, should it be reported to the village clerk or should it go straight to the board? Shouldn't it go straight to the board, not just the clerk?
I would think straight to the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that technically the complaint's going to come in to the clerk or Rena in the office, and then it'll get relayed to the board probably.
Not necessarily,
yeah.
Okay.
But,
and then
that would be a good, I like that procedure.
But that's only part of the procedure, because the other part of that is how we would then deal with it as a board to provide some level of anonymity.
Yeah.
So that
now the executive
right meeting. That way the village president is never accused of retaliation or anything like that as well.
Correct.
Never even really thought about that being even in the personnel manual. Makes sense, though.
Let's see.
Do you have all these changes so we can all see them?
Well, I'm just making sure that I didn't, because Vicky sent me a few that I wanted to get your input first.
Sure.
Are
you doing a red line? So that we can see what it was?
Probably not. I'm just happy it's getting revised. That's, and somebody that wants to do it. Was everybody okay with what I put out, the email I put out? Kind of loosely assigning board members to people. It made the most sense to me. And then that way, I mean, I don't care. I've never cared. If you have a question for Matt, go to Matt. If you have a question for Brian, go to Brian. But I thought maybe having a board member paired up with each one of the employees might make communication a little bit better.
I think that was the only one that I had a question on. I'll send you out the other.
And then you were adding something in there about the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. So
along those lines.
Hopefully we never have to go through this ever, something like that again. But do we want to put in there something regarding, like, emergency situations where hazard pay, village shutdown, you know, that type of thing, to where it's actually in the employee manual instead of just on the fly?
Yeah. That way future boards don't have to, what did they do back in 2020?
Yeah. So that way when somebody's hired, they exactly know everything that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think the other ones were just like general questions that we just needed some clarification on. So I can send that to.
Okay. Good. All right. I put some TIF refinding in. That's in September when we have to decide on that, correct?
Yeah, we can't refinance until September.
Okay.
Our bonds are due December. So it'll be sometime between that time frame that we need to refinance.
So I started working on that, and we've had a couple companies come back. And granted, we don't know what it's going to look like in September. If we could have refinanced 2 months ago, that would have been awesome. It would have saved us a ton of money. So we're working on it. So they're putting some proposals in and stuff. And then, so any questions on that? Animal control agreement. We got some clarification on that. That was in the board meeting about how that's gone up a little bit. Went from 97 cents per capita to $1.47 per capita?
No, the agreement says 88 cents per capita,
down
but
here.
The bill for FY 2021 is 97 cents because there's a percentage increase in there.
Okay. Do we have to approve this too, don't we? The
yes.
Interdepartmental agreement.
So where are they getting the village population from?
Last census, wouldn't it be?
No. That would have been 10 years ago.
I believe so.
They go through the yearly update the feds do. I can't think what the name of the department is, but
they do it yearly.
Yeah.
So $3,343.59.
That's what the bill is. For them to board a. I can't remember what it was when we got. They used to come here and collect animals, but that was like a lot. It was expensive. So we got rid of that. So now, unfortunately, our police officers have to take them to the pound and check them in.
Which we don't do that very often.
No, no. Most of the time, if they get a stray dog, they'll go put it in our little impound thing. It goes on Next Neighbor Facebook, and the dog disappears within a couple hours. Yeah. So it's cheaper for everybody involved.
We could, if we could get a per-animal price out of them, we'd probably be coming out on top on that, but they won't do that.
Yeah.
Because they still do have to come down here and investigate dog bites and everything else, so.
Yep. So, I just need a motion to approve the intergovernmental agreement for animal impound services.
I'll make that motion.
Give me a second.
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Harry.
Yes.
King.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
All right. So, okay. So, in the board packet, too, we had the liquor licensing fees, which I'm going to have Brandy explained better than me, because I was going back and forth with her, and apparently I was looking at the wrong year. There we go. All right, what I would like to do with our liquor license is I went ahead and put it off for a couple months, and we sent a letter out to them, so they have 3 extra months longer to pay their bill because of all of this. I'd like to give them a credit, and in here you have, she broke it down to a 2-month credit or a 3-month credit, right?
Yes. There's the 2-month credit with the 2-month credit.
Are you seeing that?
And then the next column is 2-month credit with
on the bottom, you have to click on 2020.
The OC license, the outdoor cafe license. And then the third column is and they should all be highlighted in yellow, I believe.
Do what?
We give Casey's a credit?
If you're going to give it to one, you got to give it
well,
to
one. Well, I know. I actually, we were talking back and forth. There's no fair way to do that. Because if we're going to give it to everybody, I believe it should be all
or nothing.
They're
still able to sell
alcohol. I know. I agree. I mean, if you can make, this is on the table to do however. So if you want to say everybody but Casey's.
Is anybody that's open right now selling packaged liquor other than Casey's?
You have Sean, and when Sean can get stock in, but he's having a hard time getting stock in. His shipments have been very.
What's he a part of?
He has the packaged liquor on the end of Trackside.
That's the Angel Inc. or whatever it is.
Yeah, I think so. Is that what that is? The Angel.
Angel Tolono.
Yeah.
Angel Tolono.
Yeah,
that. That would be Sean. That's the little packaged liquor there. I know he.
But like, Lou's isn't selling packages. He's got a package license as well.
I don't
not,
think Lou's
not,
has been open at all.
I didn't think so.
And Lou's Cobra, I think all of them have packaged liquor, but Lou's Cobra is not selling any. Well, actually, they did. They sold all of their.
With their they just sold
their
out stock.
Their stock. They sold out their stock just to get rid of it, so it wasn't just sitting there. Which was a good thing, because then they got broken into, so.
I don't think
like
we should.
Like I said, Rob, you could do the motion to be for locally owned businesses only, or you could do all businesses. So if you don't want to include Casey's in that, you can do the local businesses only. The locally owned businesses.
Since they're a corporation, that would make sense.
I would approve for locally owned. I won't approve for Casey's. They're still selling alcohol.
And that's how I feel. I'm sorry, Ryan, I cut you off.
Sorry, I'm good with that too. It might be more of a pain for that corporation to do it anyways, because I'm sure it goes back to corporate somewhere and they take care of it.
Well, and the thing is, corporate, it does come from corporate, and they've already sent us a check for the year.
Well, haven't you got a check from...
It might actually be more of a pain to give them the credit and get that figured out with them than just a... And I think they're doing okay.
Yeah. So I would like to waive the OC fee for the rest of the year, too. The outside cafe fee. I said rather than be outside, so...
I don't have it. What is it, a month?
$100. Or it's just outside is just $100.
It's like $100 for the year.
Yeah.
It's an extra add-on to their license.
I'm good with that. I'm good if we extend the liquor for 4 months myself.
Okay. Well, I figured I did three, and
even
then...
Even if they come back the 1st of May, it's going to be... they need some help recovering.
Yeah.
Good morning, Vicky.
You scared her away.
Scared her away. So I just need a motion on whatever you guys decide to do, whether you want to do three or two, three, or four. Brandy would have to do some more figuring.
We can stick with three.
It's a spreadsheet, so it's easy. All I gotta do is another column.
Because the way things are going, at least, granted, downstate, things should be opening back up in the next 30 days.
Yeah. And I've already put off when they have to pay it, so they do have some time there, and I thought about maybe adjusting that depending on when things open up, too. But I don't want to get too far behind. Then they have to hurry up and catch up.
Yeah. And if come July they still haven't opened anything up, we can look again.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I just need a motion. Whatever you guys decide.
I motion to approve the fiscal year 2021 liquor license fee reduction for locally owned businesses and the outside cafe fee.
3 months.
For 3 months.
Need a second? Somebody? Crickets?
I'll second.
Okay, we got a second.
I was and then catching up with something. So.
Okay, roll call.
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Abstain.
Vicky?
I'll abstain because I wasn't here for part of the discussion, so.
Okay. Well, yeah, that passes 33.
I was just doing like, can't
do the math. All right, cool. We already did the yard waste disposal. Special events. I don't see anything else on here. Did I miss anything?
You have the public comment.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We didn't really have any public comment. Did we have anybody call in? Any emails or anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have one on a White? Dumpster. Christian.
Is the village
Christian.
Going to have a dumpster day?
Yeah, we usually do that. We did that last year, correct?
Yeah, anything now is going to have to wait till the fall.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait and see if we have it in the budget. We usually do it every other year.
It's usually every other year. We do it
yeah.
at least every other year.
And
we normally do it every other year. Last year we put it off because of the budget, and this year with everything going on, who knows what the budget numbers will be because we don't know what our tax revenue is going to be.
Yeah.
What's the state holding back right now, 5%?
I think so. That's is that right, Brandy?
What's that?
The state's holding back 5%, right? That's okay. I knew it was 5, and I couldn't remember what it was exactly. So you can probably see that increase too.
Every year, it just gets smaller and smaller and smaller. We have to do more and more and more with it.
But the problem is, that's our money. It's not theirs. They're just taking it.
Yeah, they are.
It's legitimate theft. But
So that was a blunt public comment, and I actually called him and left a message and said, we'll have to look at it in the budget year, so.
There have been other comments, not on any of our, I don't think on any of our official pages, but there have been a lot of complaints about the recycle bins.
Yeah, and I know I went there about 5 o'clock, and they hadn't been dumped yet today. But I'm sure they're getting full quick because everybody's purging everything.
Right, but
I know that I went on a Monday, and they had not been dumped. So I don't know. Maybe we need to keep an eye on the cameras because I don't think they're getting dumped every day since this whole thing started.
If that's the case, we need to review our cameras if we can.
I went on a Monday night, Monday evening, usually around 4 or 5 o'clock is when they dump on Mondays, and both of them were overflowing to where stuff was falling out on the ground.
Can you get a hold of them and ask them for the records of when they've picked up?
Yep.
And then we can all, then based on that, we can review the cameras?
Not only that, but some of the complaints are that people are putting refrigerator items into
food waste.
That happened a couple weeks ago. Or
well, if that's happened, we gotta know about it
quickly.
Yeah,
well, in official channels, call the office.
Exactly. Well, I drove by one day, and people were unloading their thing, and they had a humidifier and some other stuff. So I actually stopped and talked to them. Oh, we weren't putting that in there. Why is it in the back of your golf cart then? So
just traveling around.
I know that one day when I was in the office, there was some people trying to shove stuff in to already overflowing dumpsters, and I opened the door and I hollered at them, hey, you need to take it back until they're empty.
Yeah, it's the problem is it cost us so much money to have them. I don't want to increase them, but I want to make sure we're at least getting our money's worth out of them, like they're doing it when they're supposed to.
Yeah, because if they're not picking them up, we better be getting a credit.
And well, on top of that, I know people from Sedoris are putting in there, and Pasona are putting in there, so we're providing recycling for essentially this side of the county. And there's nothing we can do to, have our police officers sit out there and stop people and run their plates, but
sorry, gonna see your ID.
Yeah, exactly.
Gonna see your ID.
Which we did during Trash Day,
right?
And electronics recycling. We had our police officer check everybody's ID.
Sign out there that says for Tolono residents only.
I don't believe so. I mean, we could add one, but still, how can you force it?
Yeah, I understand that.
I mean, we could add an ordinance that if they get caught, we can fine them, which I think there is a fine already for the recycling, isn't there?
Yes, there is an illegal dumping for the recycle bins of $500.
If you put something in there that Tolono residents only, that could be illegal dumping.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't want it to be $500 if we catch a non-Tolono resident, but it seems a little steep. Well,
you pass out a couple $500 tickets,
well,
word gets around.
That's true.
Like else,
it's not our fault you're getting a ticket.
That's true. I mean, we can do that. We can amend the ordinance then. Let's just plan on amending the ordinance then. I mean, I love it that people are recycling, but the taxpayers in this community are paying for that, and I can't remember how much is that a month.
$1,450.
Yeah, it's quite a bit that we're paying each month.
Do any of the trash services get recycling?
No. Yeah. We, the one that came and presented that one time.
Don't bring that up.
So, but that's, we're not looking to do that, but that's the only person I've ever seen even offer that. So, I don't even know if we can even add a fee onto the water bill for a recycling fee, which I don't want to do either. But,
I'd rather try a little more enforcement first. And,
okay. Yeah. All right, Brandy, can you amend that ordinance?
I sure can.
Thank you. Anything else? Any other things, Terrence? You said there was some other stuff?
No, that was all
it.
Related.
Okay.
Are we on new business or old? I can't remember.
We are we just chit-chatting right now, so we're through everything.
Okay. The nuisance. I think Justin's went through that, if I'm correct.
The nuisance properties? Yeah, I sent a big long list to Mark, and then he was sending stuff to Justin, and he was supposed to have it written up for this meeting, but I'm guessing since I didn't get an email, it didn't get written up.
Okay. As long as it's on the... Yeah, as long as it's still moving.
Actually, I went through the entire list and wrote down and divided it all up. What needed to go to Justin, what needed to go to Mark, and what needed to go to our Justin. And sent it out to him. And I know our chief's been going around pretty good on that. So... And if you see anything or anything, if you have comments on those, please add them.
Has anybody reached out to Illinois American Water as far as some information? But I guess I'm speaking because me and Rob spoke with them. Just if any of the other board members have spoken with them.
On the water sale?
Yeah.
I have not.
There was an email that went out, and I know that went out. with the contact of the American Water guy, you can call him up. He can call you on the phone and meet with him. He will not give you he'll give you the paperwork to look at, but then he's going to take it away because it's proprietary and they don't want to get out, which makes sense. But he'll talk to you about what if we did say we did sell our water tomorrow, which it'll be a year long process or longer. He'll tell you what would happen, what the rates would be, how much the approximate that we'll get from it, and all that stuff. So it was a great conversation. He came and explained it all to us and answered a bunch of questions. And
does the state even have that program still going?
Yes, they do. Sydney's just finished. Their sale's finally done. Yeah, the program's still going. I talked to Mark about it yesterday, and he wants... I can't remember the guy's name. Guy from Florida. Mm-hmm. He wants him to come down and review all of the paperwork Jerry, you're right. Review all the paperwork and the engineering reports and all that stuff. If we decide to put it out for bid, have Jerry review all of it real quick and Jerry get the bidding war thing. And he's, Mark's had really good success on a couple communities that have done it.
Mm-hmm.
And they've come out really, really well. The problem is, though, the worse shape that the system is in, the more money you'll get for the system. So with us going through and fixing little things, and we're fixing a lift station now, and that actually brings the price of our system down, which makes no sense. It actually makes sense because they get to put money into it.
Percentage-wise, those are still small percentages. Some of those we kind of have to do, whether we sell it or not. But it's also our sewage system, so that plant, as we're all aware, is going to need some major renovations and upgrades to it in more in the near future than a long-range plan type thing.
Yeah, and that would be a new plan.
I think it's something we should keep discussing at meetings, because we either A, need to look at selling it, or B, we are serious in need of increasing our rates, or we're not going to have any money to do any of this if we don't sell the system. And our rates are going to be pretty similar if we sell it. They're going to be pretty similar to if we keep it where we need to be anyways for our rates.
And I'm going to put into the next packet, May is supposed to be when we raise our rates according to last year's rate ordinance. So we need to decide if we're going to raise by the 5% again just leave it as is. So I will put that in the next budget or in the next packet.
It's something we need to keep talking about for two reasons. If we do keep it, we need to start planning for all this stuff. And the second reason, if we sell it, then it's still going to be a year process. You know, I don't want us to keep it for a couple another year or two, and then we decide to sell it, and then it's, you know, and then we're talking 3 years, and then we're in the middle of some major repairs. I'm afraid we're at any moment we could have a major problem that we're have to fix right away. I knew EHR kind of feels comfortable about it, but there's stuff out there that we can't see that's even underground that's going to have to be repaired. And then we're just have to keep sucking out a general fund to pay for that. And to me, that's not the way we need to run that. We need to run that so the fees are paying for everything.
Yeah, it's not a money-making business. It's a break-even business, which is why I want to keep it local and keep us as the owners of it. Because if it goes to Illinois American, they're a business. They're there to make money. They're not there for the good of the people. They're there for profit.
I'm not saying either way. But
I know you're not. That's my stance. I don't want to sell. I want to keep it, and we'll operate it. We'll make it work. We'll make it break even. And
yeah, because right now we're going to be on the losing end someday soon. That's what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in that rate study that they did for us, Donahue did for us, it shows us how we can get a new sewer plant within 10 years and what we have to raise the rates to. And with the financing out there and all of that, I hate to go into debt, but if we set the system up to pay for it, get the rates and set the system up and get it moving that direction.
And that's something, as we raise the rates to pay for this, when it's paid for, the rates can start dropping again. Whereas if you're with a business, they're just going to go up, they're not going to drop.
Yeah.
You don't see them dropping your water rates or power rates every now and then, but not very often.
Not very often. No, I agree. I think you're right. They should continue this discussion. And they just reached out to us again. So,
Brandy, can you include that rate study next week's packet just to kind of refresh everybody?
Yep.
Thank you.
Sure can.
Or just email it out so I can find it again.
Exactly. It's in my email somewhere.
Okay.
Anything else, Ryan?
I don't think so.
Vicki?
I'm good, thank you.
Who else do we have? I think everyone else is in here. You guys? Good?
I'm good.
All right, need a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
I have one more thing. I am excited.
I already asked.
About the summer help. I haven't got to talk to either one to see how it's going, but I'm excited for our summer help we got.
Awesome.
I actually came in Monday and worked a little bit, helped pick up a little brush and stuff. Not for very
long. Would you not do that? Because you're not much help.
I know, right? And met with the kid for a minute. He was a worker. I mean, he had his lunch. He went and got the truck, and he was looking for stuff to do, which I like. I like that.
And I'm working on stuff to help Matt out, with the schedule-wise and stuff, so we can keep moving on the right track.
That's a great idea. All right. Anything else, Ryan? Okay, good. So, all right, we have a motion to adjourn. I need a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Perfect.